Sometimes, but then again, you see, you have a high priest.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, praise God, they're still working on
you.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Focused on the stand upon God, the mighty God we serve, and the salvation that we have. They don't understand the difference between the spiritual and the natural.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, the spiritual man do not sin. Yeah. The natural man, pray that fleshly carnal man, every once in a while take control,
yeah,
because it's still in there.
Yeah.
Paul said, I know that within my flesh dwelleth no good thing. That's an Adamic nature that's still there. Praise God, every once in a while it'll take control and take advantage of that spiritual man, but you got an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ. You know, I'm glad I know about these things. I know my salvation is intact as long as I'm in the will of the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm free from sin.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I know I've been born again.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. Because, see, I had a personal encounter with Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Since we thank God, you know, I was thinking about, you know, how the brother was putting all his trust and faith in that pistol. And I began to think about, you know, how the world operates. You know? Sometimes, you know, when you're in the limelight, you can be out of it tomorrow.
Yes.
You're forgotten, you know. I begin to think of Joe Biden, but last week this time, he was ready to take the Redskins into battle there with the Giants. Praise the Lord, got that leg broke Monday. Now everything is Jay Stroud, or whatever his name is. And he's almost forgotten already.
Yeah.
1 week, got a lot of fame, and next week, forgotten, but Jesus don't forget
you. Oh, yeah.
Praise the Lord, the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise God, you're still here, and I don't care what condition you're in. Praise the Lord, if you don't have anything, praise the Lord, but salvation, you've got Jesus. You don't have to have a dime. Praise the Lord, your name don't have to be in any lights, just get your name in the book. Praise the Lord. Don't worry about the limelight, get your name in the Lamb's book of life. Praise God, and you are somebody. See, when people tell you, think you're better than I am. I am better than you, I'm saved. Hallelujah, I have Jesus Christ and know it. See, the thing is, saints, to have Jesus Christ according to his word and will, to have Jesus Christ in the truth. And you don't have to doubt about it. Yes, but you know you got it. When you know you got Jesus, praise God, I'm telling you, that's enough.
Yeah.
It's so funny, baby. You have it, see? When I see people, praise God, praise the Lord, speaking in tongues of the Spirit of God, give utterance to praise God, and I see him come from that altar, praise God, with the whole countenance changed.
Yeah.
And I know that they're saved. Praise God. That's why when I am here, I get down there and listen. Get right down on my knees. I want to hear.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to be said, but I can still hear. Praise the Lord. All right. Praise the Lord, just keep your trust in the Lord and just praise God and Lord Jesus Christ that you must be, got to be, born again. All right, you all can sit down back there. It's very nice sitting back there. Thank God for you. Now, you know, Before we go any further, I think, praise the Lord, we got congratulations and all of you. It's an honor this morning. Praise the Lord. Johnson told me, praise the Lord, that our own, praise the Lord, Sister Davis was honored, praise the Lord, on last week as being the outstanding woman worker in the D.C. government. Praise the Lord. See, you don't have to be out there flipping fruit and praise the Lord, gaining your promotions, praise the Lord, in funny ways, you see. Hallelujah. A lot of folks get their promotion things, doing a lot of funny things and undermining folks and all that kind of stuff, you know. But thank God we have, praise God, someone that's saved and sanctified that can achieve, praise the Lord, that type of an award.
Amen.
You know, we remember, praise the Lord, when Sister Davis was going out there to Lincoln, Pennsylvania.
Amen.
Pennsylvania to the Lincoln University, I believe it was, up there for 3 years. Every Saturday morning, had to be there, I believe, around 9. Praise the Lord, and praise the Lord, you know, job related. And the Lord took her through it, praise the Lord. And even when she got sick, the Lord fixed things up for her and just closed the whole school down. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Closed the whole school. Praise the Lord. Until she got back. And the Lord has blessed her, praise the Lord, to, praise God, to achieve that award. And certainly we are, certainly, I can't say we're as proud as she is, because it's her honor, but we're rejoicing with her, and I feel real good about that, praise the Lord, and certainly we're glad. We want to give, praise the Lord, Deacon David a hand, too, but you know, he took her up there every time. Took the man up there, we got the man, took that up there, and I just called and stayed around there all day. It was all day thing. Praise the Lord, but they went up there together, and the Lord has truly blessed them. Praise the Lord, we thank the Lord for taking, praise God, Sister Talbot to the end of her course, and I believe, praise the Lord, and they think that so Brother Freddie would be here. Praise the Lord, I think started was his last Friday, and we left there working. We're going to be here. Well, he turned to receive the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I think I just feel that we need to just go ahead and turn some more real, as you say, some of the staunch down turn.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I'm going to, praise the Lord, make it my business to be on Tuesday, too. And we're going to just go ahead and turn. Praise the Lord, so we can come on Thanksgiving, come, we can just keep on saying thank you, Jesus. We say it anyhow, but we just want to say it, praise the Lord, because we can sing a song that Satan's mad, and I'm so glad that he lost a soul that he thought he had. I just love to sing that, so I know the word of God, and he's just mad as he can be. He don't like it when anybody gets saved. And I like to sing it, Satan's mad, and I'm so glad. He lost a soul that he thought he had. We didn't say a body. He lost a soul that he thought he had. Praise the Lord. God's saying something. The angels in heaven can shout. Certainly we can, praise God. Yeah, and I believe the Lord is going to fill everybody here and want to be saved. Praise God. He's going to fill all these folks. Praise the Lord. Just stay right there, Lord. I don't care how long it takes. Just stay there. Just stay there, praise the Lord. If you don't have a made up mind, it's the Lord who you are.
Amen.
Just stay there.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. I know what I'm talking about. I didn't have a made up mind. I did that altar, did everything I could. I just ran and fooled around in all kinds of ways. Praise the Lord. But long as I hung around close to that altar, the Lord just gave me a made up mind. It opened up my understanding. I got on down there and got the slobbering on the mouth. Everybody else, you know, all that proud is me, but I got down there and I started slobbering on the mouth like everybody else. Jesus, couldn't talk, but all run all that mouth. I know I'm help. Praise the Lord. I can say I'm saved. You know, this way of holiness is so sweet. You know,
to the world it seems uncouth somewhat, I guess, you know, to see intelligent people, so to speak. As I said, they said it's not necessary. They're too intelligent. They have to get down there and pray the Lord and be slobbering out the mold and hollering, jibber jabber jibber, that's all right. It pleases God. It pleases Him. The Psalms say, pray the Lord, you must be, got to be, born again. In other words, you've got to have a personal encounter with Jesus. Pray for us a little while. I'm going to keep it along. Let's go to St. John chapter number 4. Praise the Lord. This is the personal evangelism chapter in the book of John. This is Jesus. He went out there. This was his personal evangelism. He went out there, praise the Lord, and made, praise the Lord, contact with a woman, and in so doing, she wound up having a personal encounter with Jesus Christ. Now, we have you. I look at my notes. Get somebody to read down. Praise the Lord. We'll just start reading at the fifth verse. We're going right on down.
Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being weary with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus said unto her, give me to drink. For his disciples were going away unto the city to buy meat. Then said the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water.
All right, that's good right now. Now, we know that in this book of chapter of John and Jesus Christ's personal evangelism, that four things happen in it. As Sister Davis read, she read verse number 9, when it says that the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans, and Jesus Christ ran up against a racial problem. And when she got to verse number 10, he would have been given thee living water. With Jesus at that time aroused her curiosity. And the woman already had a problem. We find that in verse number 17, where Jesus said, thou hast well said, I have no husband. She had a personal problem. And verse number 19, it said, the woman said to him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Verse number 20 said, our fathers worship in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. And we find he ran into a theological problem. Where to worship? And we run into that same thing today. Now, the story of the Samaritan woman can be summarized in two letters. I told you I would tell you sometimes. Okay, you got your pencil right here. All right. Esther, she was a Samaritan woman, met the Savior of the world at Sychar's well. He gave her spiritual water, and she became a saved woman and a soul winner.
Yeah.
Esther. Praise the Lord. But first of all, saints, this woman had to have
before she could have or become anything for Jesus, she had to have a personal encounter with him.
Amen.
In order to see and understand the love of Jesus Christ, you've got to remember that Jesus Christ, and got to realize that Jesus Christ would go to any means, the end of the list, to have someone saved. Jesus Christ being a Jew, Samaritans were considered as defiled. Jews had no dealings with Samaritans because they were half Jews. And Jews went around them rather than to have anything to do with them because they felt that they were defiled. Now, if you know anything about the map at the time that Jesus Christ was upon the earth, they had five provinces, and Samaria was one of them. And to get from Jerusalem to where Jesus wanted to go, normally you would go around Samaria, but it was easier to go right through it. But the Jews in that travel would go around it rather than to have any dealings with the Samaritans. But Jesus Christ knew. You see, you got to understand, this is the goodness and the joy of knowing who Jesus Christ is. Jesus Christ knew that this woman was there. Now, Jesus Christ did not go there when everybody else was at the well. Jesus went there when this particular lost soul would be in that way.
Amen.
You see, this woman was somewhat like we were. We were predestinated.
Amen.
See, the Lord Jesus Christ went there to win this one particular soul.
Amen.
He didn't go there to win every soul in Samaria. He went there to draw out this one woman.
Amen.
Just like he drew you.
Amen.
Just like he drew me. From out of the womb.
Yeah.
And if you look at this, praise the Lord, book very well, the sixth chapter said that when he went there, Jesus therefore being weary with his journey set thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour of the day. That's when the sun was at its high.
Yeah.
Right at 12 o'clock. Praise the Lord. And this woman came down to draw water. Now, you notice that she came down to draw water at this high hour of the day. But it was the custom of the people at that time to go and to take care of their chores and to draw their water and to wash their clothes and whatever in the cool of the morning.
Yeah.
But, praise God, this woman's past and the life that she was living shamed her to the fact that she was ashamed to come down at the well at the same time that the other women came. So she would always wait until the other women came down to the well and do what they had to do and go on back. And she would come out in the heat of the day, praise God, because her sin, the life that she was living, had shamed her to the fact that she did not want the people to see her. But Jesus Christ knew about her past. Jesus Christ knew about her life. But Jesus Christ said, come unto me all. Ye are burning heavy laden, and I will give you rest. So Jesus Christ sent there. This is a beautiful story, saint.
Yeah.
He just sat there in the heat of the day.
Yeah.
Just waited for
him.
I believe the Lord Jesus Christ, with love and compassion, because the Bible says that he's long suffering to
us.
Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Hallelujah. You know, other folk might have felt self-righteous, but this lady knew that she wasn't right.
Amen.
And look what it said in the seventh verse. There come a woman of Samaria to draw water. And Jesus said unto her casually, give me a drink.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. This is God himself.
Yeah.
that said, let there be light. God himself, praise God, that divided, praise God, the water from the dry land.
Yes.
But he said, give me a drink.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Then the ninth verse says, then saith the woman of Samaria to him, how is it that thou, being a Jew, ask a drink of me? Which am a woman of Samaria. Now she had, at that time, saints, praise God, her past and her life didn't mean anything. She was, praise the Lord, all hung up on the fact, praise the Lord, that Jesus Christ was a Jew.
Yeah.
Even then, praise God, she thought she was better than Jesus. Because, praise God, she was Samaritan, praise God. And this Jew, what are you doing? A Jew asking me.
Yeah.
But she knew, praise God, that Jews had no dealings. And saints, the people in the world right today will still think they're better than you.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, they'll think they're better than you. Praise God, you're saved. Praise God, you're a child of God. Of God, but folks today still think they're better than you.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Now listen. Listen how Jesus just went about his business. He said, Jesus asked and said to her, if thou knewest the gift of God,
yeah,
and who it is that said to thee, give me the drink, thou wouldst have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water.
Yeah.
If you would just knew who I am,
yeah,
then you would ask me.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. But Jesus in his compassion just took the long route.
Yeah.
To win this soul. Praise God, he talked to
him.
Yeah. Praise the Lord, he opened up her eyes.
Yeah.
One other thing, praise God, I want you to notice, praise God, how Jesus dealt with this woman and how after Jesus talked to this woman, praise God, her whole attitude changed. Praise God, after she had this personal encounter with Jesus. In verse number 9, she asked him, how is that thou being a Jew? To her, praise God, that was derogatory.
Mm-hmm.
Old Jew.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. But then it got on down to the 15th verse. She began to call him sir.
Yeah.
She changed a little bit. Her attitude began to soften somewhat.
Yeah.
Then when she got on down to the 19th verse, she said, I perceive that thou art a prophet.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, she went from Jew to sir, from sir to prophet.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. In the 29th verse, she said, is not this the Christ?
Yeah.
After Jesus Christ had got finished with her and had a personal contact with this woman, she realized and acknowledged who Jesus Christ was. She said, is this not the Christ? But you see, between the calling of the Jew and her calling him Christ, something took place. Hallelujah, there was this personal encounter.
Yeah.
There was some instruction given.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, there was some good advice given to this woman.
Yeah.
And praise God, by the Jesus Christ giving this woman, praise God, this advice on how to receive eternal life. And I'm reminded, praise God, what Isaiah said, thou shalt call me a mighty counselor.
Yeah.
Praise God, in the counsel that Jesus Christ give is how to be saved.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. She said, praise God, the woman said to him, sir, thou have nothing to draw with. You don't have it. You don't even have it. And the well is deep, from whence then hast thou that living water? Now you don't even have, well, give me some room. You don't have it. You don't even have it to draw with.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. See, she was curious about this individual.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Now, art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? I'll let you know that she was half Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. She was Jewish too. But she was half Jewish. See? Now, listen. She said, our father Jacob. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Then it goes on to say, now, Jesus asked and said to her, whosoever drink of this water shall thirst again. This water that from the well, praise God, if you drink that, you're going to get thirsty all over again.
Amen.
But then he's talking about the indwelling spirit here. He said, but whosoever drink of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. And I'm reminded, praise God, the same thing applies You see, all during our natural lives, before we are reconciled back to Jesus Christ, we have problems over. We go, praise God, to psychiatrists, we go to doctors, we break up, we shoot up, and do it, but we still have the same problems that you had before you started. But once you come to Jesus, praise God, you can say like Jesus said on the cross, it is finished. All you need is Jesus. You don't have the same problems that you had before. You don't have to go out continually going over and take the same remedies over and over and over again. Praise God, when Jesus Christ comes into your life, when you have this personal encounter with Jesus Christ, and Jesus Christ give you this living water, which is the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Jesus.
Then you have peace, praise God. You talking about tranquility. Hallelujah. I told you before, praise God, you know, that you spell relief. You know, they had, I told you when they had this commercial on the Roger Staubach was asking people, how do you spell relief? And they said, Rolaids.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. But I told you, Rolaids is not good for everybody.
Yeah.
Old Rolaids don't work for everybody.
Yeah.
Some people have to take Pepto-Bismol.
Yeah.
Some people have to take, praise God, Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah.
Praise God, some people have to take all manner of things.
Yeah.
Praise God, but when you get to Jesus Christ, praise God, you'll find complete relief in Jesus.
Yeah.
The moment that Jesus Christ give you this living water, which is the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes, thank you.
Now listen to what he said.
Thank you.
And she says, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water.
Yes.
Springing up into everlasting life.
Yes.
Shall be in him.
Yes.
Or become, if you please,
yes,
a well of water springing into everlasting life.
Yes.
Not, praise God, just a drink of water, but a whole well of it.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. The woman said to him, sir, give me. She wanted some of this water.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
She said, sir, give me this water.
Yes.
That I thirst not.
Yes.
Or no more. Neither come hither to draw. I don't want to have to come back down here to draw.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. I guess the one problem was drew a camel, praise God. Anytime he got thirsty, he just drew. So she said, give me some of this water.
Yeah.
So I don't have to come down here, see, praise the Lord God, to quench my thirst.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord God. Hallelujah. But look what she said. Jesus said to her, go call thy husband and come here. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, thou hast said well, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that said it, you said it true. Praise the Lord. See, God knows all things. He's omniscient. See, I told you, this particular chapter reveals a lot about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Praise God. He knows the end from the beginning. He knows how to deal, praise God, with a soul. And he knows, praise God, how to win a soul. He knows how to draw a soul to him. He knows how to arouse their curiosity. You never want a soul. You got to see.
You know, there's many folk go on your job and talk about somebody cussed you on their job. You know why they cussed you out? Because you want them pulling off. You got to be saved. You need the Holy Ghost. You got to remember that you're a soldier out of that. This is Satan's kingdom. Praise God. You don't go out here fooling with Satan's subject like that either. There's a lot of folk, when I was out of church, and that's all I did. That service night, how they was testifying to somebody's job and somebody cussed them out. And they couldn't find out what it is. They were all in court, people in the locker room. Child, you a sinner. You need to be saved. And pulled all over the offense. He that went and sold it. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You got to have some knowledge. Tell me who Jesus Christ is.
Yeah.
Why he came.
Yeah.
Why he died.
Yes.
How to reach him.
Yes. Yes.
But the people resent that in the first place.
Yes.
Then they said, what you're doing is you're wearing your salvation on your sleeve.
Yes.
How saved I am. Yes. I wouldn't want to hear that either.
Praise
the Lord. But see, when you win a soul, you got to tell them, Jesus saved.
Yes.
Have you tried Jesus?
Yes.
You got problems? Just think about Jesus.
Yes.
And just walk on your way. You plan to see Jesus Christ to cultivate.
Yeah.
You got to stand there wrestling with nobody. You got to get saved.
Jesus saved.
Jesus loves
you. Hallelujah.
And you yourself.
Yeah.
Was a sinner.
Yeah.
And the problem that you had. But Jesus fixed it for you.
Yeah.
I had a personal encounter with Jesus.
Yeah.
I was lost in my sin. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You say, thank God, if you know the word well enough, you know you say Satan had the power.
Yeah.
But Jesus lived it.
Yeah.
You don't have to preach to him. Just tell him. I said, try to raise your voice and focus. Tell him Jesus loved you enough so much he died. But you know,
yeah.
And if you just leave all the little white vocal, come back and answer you the next time.
Yeah.
Tell me some more about Jesus.
Yeah.
Right. Just like this woman did. Now listen what she said. Now, then the woman said to her, sir, I can see that you must be a prophet.
Yes.
You know all this about me.
Yes.
See? Now, a prophet in those days had a position of respectability. You see, that's why she called him a prophet, praise the Lord, down there. And she thought that he was able to see, praise God, more, just being able to visualize them. But God just knew it in him. And she said, our fathers worship in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is a place where men ought to worship. This is where the theological problem is. Jesus said to her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Ye worship, you know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews.
Yes.
But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers, or real worshipers, shall worship the Father in spirit, what? And in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship. Saints, that's why I tell you all the time to worship the Lord according to the word and will of God. You have to worship. See, God is spirit. And the Bible in John 1 said, we worship you now in the spirit. And the truth, and Jesus Christ just emphasized it himself. When he talked to this woman, said, praise God, the time has come when we got to, when all true worship, all real worship, shall worship Father in spirit and in truth. Now, what did I tell you? The folk, praise God, is praying church to have a form of godliness, but denying the power of Paul said, from such. Turn away. Why? Because they're not worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ in the spirit and most of all in the truth. Thy word, saints, is truth. And the truth shall make you free. Not tradition. This is why folk are dying. Folks will tell you, I was born a Baptist, I was born this, and I'm going to die one, and they've got that right.
Yeah.
Why? Because they're still in tradition.
Yeah.
Tradition has never saved anybody.
Yeah.
Thank God, it's either truth or tradition.
Yeah.
Thank God, if Jesus Christ was telling this woman the truth, if you just knew who I am,
yeah,
that's offering you this water, you would have water, praise God, that would spring up into you, a well of everlasting life. And in doing so, if you knew what this water represented, you would ask me for something.
Yeah.
And he was telling her the truth.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. And listen. Then what she said. Then she said, God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. The woman said to him, I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. Now she didn't do that. When he has come, he will tell me all these things. Hallelujah. As she was talking to the saints.
Yes.
Hallelujah. She said, what did she say? Look at what she said. When he is come, he will tell us all things. When he come?
Amen.
Tell them. Hallelujah. He's already telling them.
Yes.
Hallelujah. just didn't understand. That's why you said you just knew who I am.
Yes.
She said, praise God, when the Messiah comes,
yes,
he's going to tell us all things. He was telling her all she needed to know right then. Yes. Praise the Lord. Then he says, Jesus said to her, I that speaketh unto thee,
hey, what?
Am he. Mm-hmm. Now you know, my God, could you imagine?
Hallelujah.
God, how kind of feelings that woman could have had, knowing that God Almighty was standing and talking to her personally.
Yes.
Nobody else would have given her a personal counseling concerning eternal life. Had to praise God to love for her to go out of his way to sit down and just talk to her face to face. I mean, God Almighty, Jesus Christ, the one that we have carried around, we had to get down and say, Jesus. She had him. She could reach out and just touch him. But the day is going to come, praise God, that we're going to be called up from sleep. Or we're going to be changed. Before we can see him face to face. She had that glorious opportunity right then. That he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, why seeketh thou, or why talkest thou with him? The woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city and said to the men, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? Praise the Lord. Now, when this woman saw Jesus Christ and talked to him, she took an inward look at herself. She said, he told me all things that I ever did. Praise the Lord. They say that there's an old tradition that she looked into the well and saw her real self. But it was the Savior who made her look within herself. Because of his conversation with her, she began to look over her life and what she needed to do about it. Then after she took an inward look at herself, she took an upward look at Jesus. She said, is not this the Christ? Having seen herself and her sin, how could she not but see who Jesus was?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. And then after she realized who it was, she went on and said, come, see a man. In other words, he said, come to Jesus.
Yeah.
She went to town and told them people to come from your distance from God. These men were downtown. Jesus was at the well. I imagine she was saying to them, come from your ignorance of God. Like, praise God, the folks at Mars Hill that didn't know whom they were worshiping. I believe she said, come from your blindness by the satanic power. Come see a man called Jesus. She said, come see a man. She didn't come say see a sissy or somebody that's wishy-washy. She said, come see a man. Saints, let me tell you something. Jesus Christ was the perfect man in stature. Now, the pictures that you see of Jesus Christ, invariably, all the time make him look like a little kid. somebody, you know, kind of girlish or something. But Jesus Christ was all man. I mean, no man down here has ever seen a picture of Jesus. These artists that put it in their mind, what they think Jesus ought to be. Hallelujah. They don't know whether he wore a beard or not. But they're drawing from the custom or the tradition of the day. But Jesus was different. Hallelujah. Because they wore beards in those days didn't mean that Jesus had to wear it. Hallelujah. You see, I say that because I believe Satan has his people to write up and to portray Jesus to something that he really wasn't. Praise God. He makes him such a beautiful creature. But Jesus Christ was a man.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He wasn't one, praise God, that you could have put a little powder on him and become a woman. That's what they had portrayed him. Pray the Lord. Jesus Christ was 6 feet beyond the day, understand. Oh, man. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
She said, come see a man.
Hallelujah.
Come see a man who is God incarnate.
Yes.
The Word was made.
Yes.
And dwell among us.
Yes.
Come see a man. Praise God. That's the only mediator between God and me.
Yes.
Come see a man, praise God, that is Jesus Christ. Come see a man who is a hiding place. A man shall be a hiding place, Isaiah said, from the wind and a convert from the tempest as rivers of water in a dry place as a shadow of a great rock in a weary land. A man who knows everything about me. John said, 2:35, that needed not that any should testify a man, for he knew what was in me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come see a man that never spoke like this man.
Thank you.
Come see a man, she said. Listen to what else she said. Come see, praise God, a man that, praise God, will talk to you. Is not this the Christ?
Yeah.
Is not this the Christ of prophecy?
Yeah.
Isaiah 7:14. Pray the Lord, in Matthew 1:21 says these words, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son and shall call his name Emmanuel.
Yeah.
Being interpreted God with us. Matthew 1:21 says that he shall bring forth a son. And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Thank you.
Is this not the Christ of perfection? Hebrews 7:26 says, for such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, suffered from sinners, and made higher than the heavens.
Yes.
Is this not the Christ of a predicted crucifixion? Isaiah 53:5 says, but he was wounded for our transgression.
Yes.
He was bruised for our iniquities.
Yes.
The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Is this not the Christ of a promised resurrection? John 2:19-21 says, Jesus answered and said to them, destroy this body, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Mm-hmm. Then said the Jews, 46 years was this temple in the building, and will thou raise it up in 3 days? But he spake of the temple in his body.
Yeah.
Is this not the Christ of a precious redemption? Therefore, being justified by faith.
Amen.
We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Come see a man who are all of these things. He's a heart fixer, saints. A mind regulator. Praise the Lord. He's a doctor that has never lost a patient. Just think about it. He's a lawyer that has never lost a patient. Hallelujah. He's a provider Praise God, the Hebrews had a name for it when they called him Al-Shaddai. Al-Shaddai means the one that provides, the nourisher, the one that supplies your every need.
Praise the Lord.
Is not this the Christ? Why panic, saints,
when you can pray?
Why walk around with chaos in your life
when you can put Christ in your life?
As the sister said, praise God, Christ is the answer. Mankind has not, praise God, realized what Jesus meant when he said, my ways are not your ways. These folks took all day long, I'm sure, sitting around counseling, debating how they're going to solve this situation and take care of the problem. Jesus is the answer.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
Thank you,
Jesus. He's a problem fixer.
Hallelujah.
He'll open doors for you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. When your enemies come upon you like a flood, he said, if a man's ways please God, he'll make even his enemies be at peace with him. Praise the Lord. There's nobody out there can do anything. You say, you don't have to carry no 357 Magnum. You don't even have to carry a pen there. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ will do it all. Because he said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Is this not the same Christ that told the Israelites that? Praise the Lord. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. If he was not so, then you wouldn't be able to use that scripture. Because that scripture was over in the old. But it crossed all the way over to the cross. Hallelujah. You see, they had the blood of an animal. And they put it around the door. But you are under the blood
of the Lamb himself.
You are under the blood of the one that told them to do that. You are under his blood. Praise the Lord. At the cross. At the cross where I first saw the light. I don't know how true the story is, but I understand, praise God, it was one man, praise God, so they say, that was at the cross, praise God, looking up. Praise God, he was blind. Praise God, when the blood of Jesus dropped on his eye, praise God, he received his sight.
Yes.
Thomas said, at the cross, when I first saw the light.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. But Christ can open your eyes. Yes, he can.
Yes.
I knew what the Lord
did.
Yes. I went, praise God, to the doctor on Monday, praise God, and the man gave me a field of vision. Praise God, I checked my eyes from a glaucoma. He said, I see no change.
See,
I don't have to change nothing. And that's remarkable. He said, only Jesus can do that. He said, I work with figures all day long, 8 hours a day. Praise the Lord. I read all day. I'm reading something constantly. When I'm not doing my work, I'm reading something. Praise the Lord. But then sometimes I get some relaxation. I work with crossword puzzles. He said, I see no change. I don't have to change nothing. That's been a whole year ago.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. I knew it's Jesus.
Yeah.
Lord, when I'm going in Friday for my whole other exam, for my cardiogram and all other things that you're supposed to get. But I'm looking, praise God, for the Lord to do great things.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And begun to say, see the blood, I'll pass over. Anything wrong, Jesus was speaking because he's a healer.
Yes.
Is this not the Christ? Is this not the Christ that the woman was talking about, saints? I'm saying that to say this to you, all of you that are in here, whether you're saved or seeking. The Bible tells me that he reigns over the just as well as the unjust. I don't consider you unjust. When you're seeking, I consider you on the threshold of coming into the house of the Lord. Praise the Lord. The benefits of serving Jesus Christ is well worth the wait. Just stay there. Praise the Lord. Just stay there till Jesus comes in. He said, behold, I stand at the door. If any man hear my voice and open the door, this is the mind. When you get down there, cast everything out of your mind.
Thank you, Jesus.
And just see Jesus on the cross.
Thank you.
Jesus will come in and raise up in you a well
Hallelujah.
Of living water that you will never thirst anymore. In other words, you won't have the cares and the problems of the world. Everything that you need, sister, say you'll find it in the Lord.
Yeah.
I believe God saves.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I believe God's going to save you.
Yeah.
Those of you that are saved, God is going to keep you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah. God is going to continue to save members of those families. All of them may not come, but somebody's going to come.
Yeah.
I don't care how long it takes. Keep on praying for them. Some, praise God, circumstance or event in their lives is going to drive them to Jesus.
Yes.
You keep on praying. Just ask the Lord not to take them away from you.
Yes.
Just ask them not to become a stumbling block to you.
Yes.
Because if they become a stumbling block to you, Jesus Christ will remove them.
Yes.
Just ask the Lord to save them, not take them. Is this not the Christ? The Lord that you serve right now is the same one that's recorded in this. That's the joy, saints, of serving the Lord. Everything that these writers were talking about or discussed, even the instruction of the righteous, Jesus is righteous.
Yeah.
They're talking about him.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. When they tell you how to live, they're telling you about him. Be ye holy, for I am holy. Pray the Lord. When they tell you how to pray, they're talking about him. He prayed.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. In the garden of Gethsemane. Pray the Lord when he asked, when he was obedient. Pray the Lord. When the word of God tells you to be obedient, and obedience is better than sacrifice, they're talking about Jesus.
Yeah.
Because they tell me he was obedient unto
them. Oh, yeah.
Everything that's in here,
Hallelujah.
You have
Hallelujah.
In you. As they say, and the 3D moves a step right out of here into you. When you have Jesus, is a step right out of there.
Yeah.
There is not a soul in Jesus Christ that don't have a testimony of what Jesus can do.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean he had to raise you from a sick bed. It doesn't mean, praise God, hallelujah, praise God, that he had to provide for you. Just that he saved you.
Yeah.
Ought to be a testimony of
that. Hallelujah.
For everything that's recorded in here, everything that this was written about, the one person, the individual that this was written about, saints, you got it in.
Thank you.
You're walking around with him. And he doesn't weigh as much as this book.
Thank you.
You don't even know you have it until you
come. Oh, yeah.
You don't even know you came around until he quickened you.
Hey, thank you.
Until you call on the majestic name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You don't even know until trouble comes.
Yeah.
A storm began to rise.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You'll realize it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's because you did more than the woman at the well.
Thank you.
She had a personal encounter with Jesus. You had a personal filling of Jesus.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. She talked to him in the flesh. You came around in the spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we have life from the inward parts.
Hallelujah.
Thy desired truth from the inward part. You have Jesus Christ. She could have reached out and touched him. But praise God, all you got to do is say, Jesus. And you'll feel it.
Thank you.
You'll feel all of it.
Hallelujah.
You're so choked up, and if you don't say something,
thank you.
Praise God, you'll feel it, you'll burst wide open.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
But Jesus Christ, praise God, magnified himself in your inner man. Praise God, you've got to say hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, the Son, because you get at your chest and you're going to pop over, or you're just going to choke to death. Praise God. It's that personal encounter with Jesus. Hold on to what you have. Don't have it. Stay there till you get it. Jesus will give it to you. Just humble yourself. Just forget about this old fleshly man. It's no good to you, no way. You can't take it. It shall not inherit the kingdom. You got to put off this mortal and put off immortality.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. The day is going to come, praise God, when God is going to wipe away all tears. Hallelujah. There'll be no more thirst, praise the Lord, of any kind. Praise the Lord. We know that, praise God, after that tribulation period when Christ set up his millennium reign, no more aches and pains. Hallelujah. No more headaches, no more problems. Every day the songwriter says, shall be sung. Hallelujah. Every day. Don't have to worry about the so-called leaders of the world having summits. That's all right, because I've already been canceled. I've already had a summit with Jesus.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. And Jesus fixed it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We didn't have to come to any agreement.
Amen.
I just had to follow his plan.
Yeah.
I just did what he told me to do. Jesus Christ said, praise God, go down in my name. Come up walking in the newness of the night. Get down at the altar, praise God, and call out and tell, praise God, to be filled with the Spirit of God and speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God gave her. Praise God, and it's finalized. You have eternal life. And there will not be any agreement signed, but something shall be signed. My name shall be written in the Lamb's book of life. That's all that's written. You see, these countries have been having treaties, praise the Lord, from these summits, praise God, ever since World War II. And they've been breaking them left and right. They write them down on paper, still go home and have an underground explosion. Praise the Lord. But when the Lord Jesus Christ took care, praise the Lord, the agreement, praise the Lord, for my soul, when he gave up the ghost on the cross, he said, it is there. God said, I believe it, and I thank it. Hold on to what you got. I thank God for home folk this morning. Just remember what these messages are for. These messages are to encourage you to go on with Jesus Christ. They're not designed to make you shiver.
Thank God.
They're not designed, praise God, praise God, to have you shiver. When you think of Jesus and all he's done for you, or if you're not to make you shiver. Praise the Lord. He said to feed my sheep. He didn't say to make you shiver. He said to tell you how to make it eat. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm simply telling you, praise God, how to go on with Jesus.
Yes.
And what to do when trouble comes.
Yes.
Who to call on.
Jesus.
Trying to remind you of who you have dwelling within you. Praise the Lord. Trying to tell you what you ought to do and what you must do to please God. And before Enoch was translated, he had a testimony saying that he pleased God.
Yeah.
You've got to please him to make it in. Because when you're out of the will of God, God is not pleased. You will be disinherited. Don't let anybody tell you once saved, always saved. Praise the Lord. You've got to stay in the will of God. You've got to treasure your salvation even more today than it did when you were seeking it. Because if you ever lose it, it'll be 10 times harder for you to get it back than it was when you received it. Because you're going to have 7 times more devils in you. than you had at first. If you get a mind to turn back on Jesus, remember the word of God said, but thus you never know of the Lord and taste it of this Holy Ghost and turn away. Praise the Lord. Hold on to God's unchanging hands. Make up your mind that come what may, you're going back with Jesus Christ. I don't care what it is, mother, father, sister, brother, pastor, pastor's wife, preacher, anybody, you're going with Jesus. We thank God that we're able to teach you the word of God without holding back anything. We don't try to hold back anything to try to influence you. We got teachers here teaching you the word of God. What I'm saying to you is live by the teaching that you are taught. Praise the Lord. You have a treasure here. You have a treasure here that you don't have too many places. You have instruction in the word of God. Not necessarily for me, but God has sent help from him to help teach you. Those that are dedicated to God, all of you are teachers. I thank God for you. You are what you are because of the Lord Jesus Christ and because of your teaching.
Yeah.
It's the word of God that's going to keep you.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Hold on to it. Say it to you as your pastor. Praise God. Hold on to what you hear. Don't have any grievous spirits one among them. Be faithful to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Pay your tithe and offering. All these other things we do, we just design that way because it's right. The Bible says so.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord, and that's why we go by the word of God. We don't assess anybody. We don't sell anything because it was wrong when Jesus, praise God, walked this earth. It's wrong now. Because the Bible said the Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Stretch out on the Lord.
Yes.
Don't be like some folks. Some folks will pay tithe as long as they're making $20. They don't have to pay for two. So they start making 200, they can't pay for 20. Praise the Lord. Well, that don't mean just stretch out on the Lord. Praise the Lord. Because this time is going to come and you're going to ask the Lord, say, Lord, I need you. And the Lord is going to turn his back on you. Praise the Lord. You know, a lot of folks oftentimes wonder why, praise God, they have more problems with the roof or the car or the house than other people have. It's because you're not paying your time back. God is blowing. You don't give it to him, you just blow it and it goes somewhere else. You spend it somewhere else. And you wind up paying the Lord, you don't have it, problem. You find someone paying the time and you're just doing with the Lord. I'm telling you, just not trying to make you pay your time, that's up to you. But I'm just telling you, it's hard to receive all of your blessings. See, you're living beneath your privilege. When you don't do the things that the Lord would have you to do, you'll even be hesitant to go to the Lord and pray. Because, see, you know what you're supposed to be. You see. So, what I'm saying, while you're waiting for the Lord to come, do not live beneath your privilege. Enjoy Jesus in the fullest.
Amen.
Try him and see what he'll do. Stretch out on the Lord.
Yes.
The Lord does not lie.
Amen.
He doesn't lie. He'll do anything that he said he'll do. Praise the Lord. I just love the Lord myself.
Thank you, Jesus.
I realize, you know,
thank you.
And time is winding up, not even for all of us. You know, this life is going to end.
Amen.
It's going to end. And you don't want to stand before the Lord and say, Lord, I would have done this, but. Well, like I said, because the Bible said we must all stand before the judgment seat of Christ and give an account of the things done in this life, whether we do or bad. Acceptable or unacceptable. We don't want to stand there and just say, Praise the Lord. We want to go up to the Lord, praise God, and boldly.
Yes.
And look me over.
Thank
I've been praying for the truth.
When you
do what you're supposed to be, you can say, Lord, do it for me. You're respected for the Lord. When you live and praise God in the will of God, then don't you know you have God right in your hand?
Yeah.
As powerful as God is, you have him in your hand. He said, anything that you ask of me in prayer, believe me, you shall receive. He can't lie. Praise the Lord. He said, I lie not. I change not. Praise the Lord. He said, he'll supply all your needs. Praise the Lord. But you don't know what he can do unless you try. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord can do some things that will frighten you.
Yeah.
It will frighten you.
Yeah.
You, things will happen to you in your life, the Lord will, it will actually pray. I just, Lord, just have me tell you that this morning. I pray, Lord, because you're home for me. But I don't want you to just deny yourself the privilege of serving the Lord in true holiness. All the way. And the Lord has said, when you know these things, happy are they if you do. And when you do that, you can say what? You can sing like I can sing. My mind is made up.